Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. The final hour of the David Bellavia Show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. So far this morning, we've talked about the mute button at the debate. We talked with Charlotte Jones. First 2 hours available on demand at WBEN.com, on the radio.com app. And don't forget to follow us at David WBEN and on the Facebook page, the David Bellavia Show. Also, David, I forgot to put this in my opening news, but 50 Cent is supporting President Donald Trump for re-election.
Look at that. In the club. There he is.
That song defined high school.
I'm sure it did. And for many people, their master's degree, depending on who's listening. So much to talk about. We're going to get into a little bit of the plastic bags and the debate that is scheduled for Thursday. Donald Trump is going to be in Erie, Pennsylvania. About 4 years ago, that meant one thing. He's from Buffalo, and he wanted Chick-fil-A. That's why he went to Erie. Now, of course, he's there in the Pennsylvania, and we're waiting on, usually Tuesday, we get the updates on what states we're not allowed to travel to. Are there any updates on Pennsylvania?
No updates yet on Pennsylvania, but we are expecting it this hour.
This hour, Andrew Cuomo will tell us where we're allowed to travel.
And remember, I'm not advocating for people going against the travel advisory, but you can be in another state on the list as long as it's less than 24 hours.
Because, you know, COVID only, that only works at 26 hours, right?
Right. It's actually 24 hours in 1 minute.
That's right.
So you have to.
They're most susceptible after a day in any location.
So if you're like me, plan to be back in the state at 23:30 just to give you a half hour buffer.
You know, these single use bags, the intent is to use them one time and to throw them away. Now, many people use those bags for, you know, whether it's your curbing your animal, curbing your dogma. Whatever you're doing out there with a plastic bag, diapers you could use, you know, people will put their food scraps, whatever. Many people get another use out of those plastic bags. But in the world of COVID, we delayed this already because of COVID, but now we're going to enforce the plastic bag ban. And you would think to yourself, now more than ever, don't we need single-use bags?
You would think so.
Why would we want? And by the way, I saw an advertisement for something I haven't seen before. It was a sterilizer. Did you see that the other day?
I saw it during the Bills game.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like this. It's a size of, what would you say, an MP5? It looks like an Uzi.
I was going to say it's like the old hand vax.
But it's large, is what I'm getting.
Yes.
At. And you mist it all around your stuff, and then it shows them packing it in their suitcase, you know, because that's what you would do. You could bring the sanitizer, or you could bring seven pairs of shoes, whatever occupies, you know, the most space in your luggage.
In the commercial, they use them then going to a hotel and doing the same thing you just saw them do in their living room in the hotel.
That's what I want to take more time on the tarmac, is an individual taking it upon themselves to spritz the entire. I mean, could you imagine? What if you? I don't even know what you're putting in that thing. It could be sanitizer. It could be something from a Yankee Candle. Maybe you're just like putting, you know, Egyptian sandalwood smell across the, who knows?
It's a good candle.
But you're going out there and you're just spraying whatever you want because you want to sterilize it for your own purposes. What does that do? You know, that's now, there's a market for that. There's a market for someone who wants to sanitize their entire world.
I mean, everyone has started making sanitizer. You go to a gas station, there are no short of 8 choices for hand sanitizer.
You know what's gotten me, though, with the sanitizer is the fact that the liquid form, normally sanitizer had like a gel consistency to it. You would squirt it. It's in your hands. You could then you lotion up, and that was the thing. And now that I'm shocked when it comes out as like liquid.
Right, yeah.
It's like you're pouring vodka on your hands. If you're not prepared for that in a squirt, you can just absolutely, I mean, I've walked in an airport and it looks like I soiled myself because I shot the little handle down and it just, a stream of liquid came out and it just, it gets all over you. And you're like, you got to tell us, we need a uniformed sanitizer that at least doesn't come out like, you know, and if it's a, you take the top off of a bottle.
How you got to be very careful.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's why I prefer one you didn't mention, the foam that they have at Wegmans and at the gym across the street.
That is the future. That's how you know America is still running the world. We have foamed everything. Our hand soap is foam. I love that at home.
Oh, the Bath and Body Works foam soap?
But it's so much more convenient.
Yes.
It's like, you know, it's like mousse. You know, you can clean better. I feel more safe with
that. That's why I use a loofah in the shower because it
All right, Bill O'Reilly. I don't want to hear from you. Dave and what did he call it? He didn't call it a loofah, though. He called it a...
I don't get the reference.
Bill O'Reilly famously was fired from Fox News, settled a deal with with one of the employees there because he left a message on her voicemail.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't call it a loofah. He called it a falafel. And he was speaking little Jeffrey Toobin about a falafel, which is not at all what you would want in the shower, and there's nothing erotic about that. Dave in Buffalo, what's on your mind, sir? Dave, you there?
Bart. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, where are the Republicans standing shoulder to shoulder in solidarity in the rotunda of the Capitol demanding an investigation about Hunter's hard drive? You know, the Democrats demand an investigation when President Trump sneezes. Republicans won't investigate a crime when they have a pallet of evidence. You know, if a crime is committed, but law enforcement refuses to investigate and prosecute it, will there be justice?
No. And you're precisely right. The main issue that is causing Trump campaign officials to be up at night is that they estimate that about 20% of the Republican Party is going to vote for Joe Biden. And I would tell you that 20% of the Republican Party never really was a part of the Republican Party to begin with. They're the party of themselves. They're the party of, you know, penchant children that don't get their own way. That really is what the issue is. I mean, when John McCain is running ads from the grave, when you've got, you know, Mitt Romney out there, you know, pushing, there is a faction in the Republican Party. And I would like to remind them what happens after this election. You know, again, that's, to me, those are future Democrats.
Right.
No, but you're right. The solidarity isn't there. The support isn't there. The fact that we're talking, Nancy Pelosi puts a deadline. You just heard the news. 1 in 10 Americans don't know how they're going to feed their family. All of the bills are paid. No money is being produced. We're talking about $1.8 trillion with a T, $1 trillion. That would be Haiti's gross domestic product for 35 years. That is a ton of cash. And this is so important that it needs to be done now that Nancy Pelosi has given a deadline. What are they off by? They're off by $400 billion. She wants $2.2 trillion. The administration's ready to give her $1.8. But that $400 billion is so important that that's the hill she's going to die on. All of these arguments, they fall in a house of cards because you realize, wait a minute, why are you setting a deadline if this is so crucial for Americans to get their lives back? Why wouldn't you say, come hell or high water, I'm going to take $1.8 trillion and then I'm going to hit you right after the election for another $400 billion? There's no negotiation there. She hasn't talked to the president in over a year. And the Republicans are just not pushing at all. I agree with your sentiment, though. If there was more solidarity, you would have more results. Dave in Buffalo, excellent call. Excellent point of view. It's very true. That is the biggest impediment that that Trump's side faces, is that he had. I mean, look, you hire someone. Where did Mattis come from? Where does John Kelly come from? Bolton, all these other guys, all these people that have flaked and turned, they came from the establishment. The establishment said, these are good guys. These are guys on our side. Mattis is a registered Democrat. John Kelly is a registered Democrat. You know, it turns out that Democrats in the military, they're good at fighting. Yeah, Democrats in the Army will kick your butt because they're in the Army. That doesn't mean they're conservatives. It doesn't mean they're loyal Republicans. They're soldiers. And they're Marines, and they're going to do their job because that's what they're trained to do, and they're the best of the world at it. But this, somehow, Rice Priebus went through and started picking out who he thought was a loyalist, and it turns out none of them are loyalists. They're not. They function in their own little bubble, in their little hamster ball. They're just walking around. By the way, I saw a concert where everyone was in a hamster ball. Did you see that?
I did, yeah. That's the future of concerts.
Wouldn't that be cool? Like, you get your own hamster ball? You and your partner?
Yeah.
You just walk around?
If you go to a concert with a partner. I'm thinking back to single Joe Beamer days, going to a country concert out at Darien Lake. I'm there looking for a partner.
It makes the mosh pit that much safer.
Well, it makes it less moshier.
Well, I don't think so. I think it's like battle balls at that point, right? You just start bashing into people.
Then you really are not paying attention to that concert if you're...
I just think it would be so much fun to feed like a concession through that little hole in the gerbil ball.
Where was that? Was that in China?
It had to be.
Okay. Yeah. Because 2 months ago, wasn't there a video of an EDM concert in Wuhan? And you're like, hey, look, we're over this. We got people crammed in together. This is a concert just last week in Wuhan.
You bring up EDM and Moby, and I was thinking of that lyric in Eminem's song back in the day when too old. Nobody listens.
I've tweeted that line.
Yeah. You're 35. You're too old. Nobody listens to techno. And Eminem is cutting tracks at 47 years of age.
I was gonna say you literally just said that line and left out about four other lines that go with it because of. Mm-hmm. Language we can't say the air.
Yeah, I was trying to do that. Chris Kirkpatrick, I also left him out. But my point is, there are people that are trying to go around. The plastic bag ban now, to enforce that now, it flies into, like, what? So we're back to normal? We're back to Albany talking about flavored vapes and plastic bags again? Because I don't get where, you got to set our expectations here. Set my expectations. If we're back to normal and I could focus on the plague of plastic bags, where Mark Poloncarz and all the elected officials here can talk again about flavored vapes and plastic bags, as the governor was talking about in, what, the third day of March, when everyone else was banning travel to China and Europe, talking about a pandemic coming up, our governor was talking about plastic bags and vaping. We're back to normal. That's good. This is good. I'm glad we're back to plastic bag shaming and banning that. Can we also get back to the old things we used to do, like travel freely? Remember that? Remember the old days when we had interstate commerce and we could just go where we wanted to go? That'd be fun. I mean, if we're gonna enforce what happened pre-COVID, let's actually live like we were pre-COVID.
I remember traveling. I remember this other thing, David. It was going to Bills games. That was always fun. Well, define fun. But I miss road trips, man. I miss traveling outside the state without the fear of, hey,
I'm getting caught.
Are you going to have to quarantine for
14 seriously.
Days?
And then it's like, you know, we're going to use the National Guard in the airports. Yeah, I'm sure they're loving that duty assignment.
But like you said yesterday.
That's what the National Guard wants to do.
Like you said yesterday, we turned down the National Guard to protect New York City, it's at the airport.
Don't
now.
Need the National Guard to actually bash people's heads in that are trying to hurt innocent people. No. Save those finely trained men and women and let them do what they're on this earth to do, which is find out, where did you come from, where are you going, and can we put you in a database?
Yeah. Go loot Saks Fifth Avenue all you want, but we're going to protect.
You know, something on the Biden website that has been left out here. You know, Beto O'Rourke is working on Joe Biden's gun policies. Because, you know, when you think gun, you think Beto O'Rourke, right? I mean, who needs guns when you got Beto's guns? Look at those arms, man. That guy has got, I think, 14-millimeter pythons. So Beto is working on this thing where he wants to put... AR is in this law from 1934. It's a registration program. But basically what it says is that the ARs that you currently own, you have to pay a federal tax on. So it works out to be roughly $200 per. They roughly estimate about $1.8 trillion with how many ARs that are out there. And it's a tax, of course. And so now you have to pay a fee for the guns you currently own. And then when you register the new guns that you buy, it goes the same process of a handgun. It's a fingerprint. It's a background check. But it's also a database. It's the SAFE Act, and it's a national database with the SAFE Act. So now we're in the problem of long rifles that when you pass away, you want to pass on to your family. Can't do that. And then you have to retroactively pay a fee for something you already owned, purchased, shot, responsibly owned, did your thing with. And again, no one seems to want to bring up that. It's a little disturbing that there's a lot of minutiae on the Biden website. None of it seems to be a part of this debate, like the New York Post article and the various things that are going on in the world. Sonny in Toronto, you are on the program. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Amazing show. Listen to you guys for a very, very long time. So
thank you. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
First time, yes.
All right, go ahead. What's on your mind, sir?
You know, what's on my mind is that this election is so important in the history of U.S. and also the rest of the world. You know, I'm praying every day that Trump wins with a big margin. Everybody goes out and votes for him. You know, the tech companies, all these big tech companies are against him. I mean, this is impossible. Like he needs to win now, because if he wins now again, it's going to be, we will have some chance. But if they lose now, then we will never be able to catch up with these companies. These all what they do in the background, this, that. So he is our guy. And to people who think that he's brash, I'm telling them, if he was not thick skinned, he would not have survived the three and a half years of hell which they have given him. So he is meant for these kind of things, and we need to ignore his little bit of brashy behavior. But trust me, he might be a little bitter, but medicines are bitter usually. So I request everybody to go out and vote for him and help the whole entire world.
Excellent. Appreciate you, Sonny in Toronto. Thank you. Someone just texted in, where did they come from? Where did they go? COVID questions are just lyrics from Cotton Eye Joe. Well done. Well done, Texter. Someone else wrote in, do I have any guns? None that Beto or Sleepy Joe will ever know about. I'm sorry. There's a lot of, I mean, the SAFE Act. What was your compliance? It was 97% of people. How do you even know that, by the way? You're going by gun sales from Dick's Sporting Goods? How many receipts you have and how many people actually complied? That seems like a statistic that's failed. You stay on hold. We've got multiple Kevins on hold and a John, and we'll get to all of you. 803-0930 after this quick break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Anybody who's talking this and that, Chris Kirkpatrick, you can get your kick worse than a little Limp Bizkit.
There it is.
You can get stoned by Obi, you 36-year-old
boy. Oh!
You don't know me, you're too old, let go, it's over. Nobody listen to techno.
Says Eminem, who is 47 years of age, still cutting tracks.
I found that clean version.
That's, thank you. That's what I need right now, is a $25,000 fine. First Amendment is in effect, unless, of course, it's on the airwaves. It all started with NYPD. They showed a guy's butt on NYPD, and everyone went crazy. The FCC is going to change all their rules. And now what is it? Oh, let's go to the phones, 803-0930. It's in the 716 area code. You can dial 1-800-616-WBEN. Linda in St. Catharines. Linda, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi there. Well, I just wanted to have some kind of a comparison between what happened with my grandfather in Poland. I mean, before the communists came in to Poland, my grandfather was a mayor of a town there, and he had he had a fair amount of property and so forth. And when the communists came in, they sent him to Siberia. He'd never heard from again. And they took all of his land. And also, years later, when my parents were here in Canada and were corresponding with family members back in Poland, well, the letters, back then they were sending letters. Those letters that came to us, these were personal letters. Most of those letters were redacted. And so it's real. I mean, this the communism, the Republicans are being censored. And, I mean, this is what communists did there. They redacted those letters. And then also,
how do you compare that to what Twitter and Facebook did? What's your explanation when people say
it's the same thing?
In the sense that you can't get access to something that's happening in the world if there's an agency that's filtering the information you can get, how could you make your own decision?
Of course, and then also they could not believe that here in Canada that people could have guns. I mean, my parents had a farm, and they had, shotguns or whatever. They could not believe that, there were places in the world that people were allowed to have guns. And they're going to take, however way you feel about guns, they're going to take, that from whatever is it.
Well, whatever side you find yourself on, if you're going to talk about, defunding the police or at least changing drastically the way police are able to do their job, and in the same conversation, in the same election year, you're also talking about gun restriction, you have to scratch your head as to why that would be necessary. It's one thing to say that police are, they're by order of the fact that police are here, there is systemic racism. They're not treating all people fairly. Let's reduce the amount of police that we have. And if you want to defend yourself, by the way, we're going to take that away from you as well. It doesn't make sense why anyone would think that would be a rational argument to make in 2020 politics. Linda, thank you for that education on your family. And you know, it doesn't take long to go back in history to find out, you know, when those things erode, they go quickly, and it's a catastrophe. I'm glad that you made it through, and you're able to share those reminders. I'm not one of those people that believe that Biden is a communist. I don't believe that there are serious Democrats out there. Here's what I'm saying. There are far too many folks that have to contend with that branch of far left progressives that they could ever get national anything. You know, the states are going to do their own thing. The SAFE Act is outrageous. The SAFE Act hasn't been challenged yet. I mean, people that talk about, well, the future of America is the SAFE Act. Well, all you have to do is organize, align, and get that case into a court, and then you're going to find out exactly where the SAFE Act is going to stand. And of course, that's why the NRA was targeted, and that's why they're trying to take away, you know, the credibility and the leadership of the NRA. But we are accountable as well, and there are many people on the gun side that you know, excuse the pun, but they certainly jumped the gun, and they filed cases that were stupid. You know, we're debating the merits of the SAFE Act, and we're going to determine whether or not Governor Cuomo violated his moratorium on how long a bill should sit in open floor debate before it's passed. How about talking about the Second Amendment? How about organizing outside people? But again, it's always the attorneys. It's always the fraction groups. We can't even decide on this side in New York. We've got all these different people doing their own thing. You got all these different organizations pop up. This guy supports this one. This guy supports that one. They don't even play well with each other. Because it's about ego. It's about themselves. It's not about the cause. It's not about the country. It's not about the good of what the Constitution stands for. It's about you looking like you're a leader. You looking like you have a legacy. And that is what the left has been able to play. And that's why the right has self-destructed in so many causes. I mean, say what you want to about BLM. Say what you want to about Antifa. There is a selflessness about people that believe in a cause. Is it corrupt, like Linda says? There's a lot of socialism out there. There's a lot of, you know, neo-Marxist, Lenin movements that are out there. But the majority of Americans look at that and see it for what it is. Regardless of how this election turns out, there are a lot of lessons to be learned. You know, the media, you can pick and choose where you get your information from. You can pick and choose who you want to follow. But at the end of the day, there needs to be a lot of house cleaning on the right of center organizations and the right of center leaders that we have in our movements. Because there are far too many people that are invested in themselves instead of the greater good. And if there's anything to learn from the left, it's the way that they are like amoebas when they hit any obstruction. They surround it, they envelop it, and they take it out. And I respect that. And I think if you don't respect that, you're going to end up on the losing side of every election when you go up against that side. We have far too many people that want to lead and not enough people that are ready to follow. And that doesn't mean violence and destruction and everything else. What it means is that you're putting the cause above yourself. We don't have that. We have people that look at a guy like Trump and they say, we didn't make him. He doesn't owe anyone. So naturally, I can't control him. I don't want to be a part of him. The Never Trump movement is about narcissism. And it's about people that are corrupted with their own sense of, you know, I'm not a part of this. If I'm not a part of it, I don't want to play. Oh, you found another starting quarterback? Well, then I'm off the team. That's not what winners do. It's not what teammates do. Good teammates don't do that. Good people, good citizens don't do that. They don't just go to their own rallies, forget the other side. I don't want this guy to get attention. I don't want that organization to get attention. And what do you stand for? Nothing. You stand for you. You put out your own. And again, even radio, even platforms like this, what is the purpose? Well, it's entertainment. Okay, then do entertaining stuff. Tell your jokes, bring your people in, do entertaining stuff. Is there a purpose to this? If the purpose is to have dialogue, move people forward, we're going to make enemies of what? Byron Brown? That's what our nation's at a precipice because of Mayor Byron Brown? Is it because of Mark Poloncarz? Darius Pridgen? All Democrats are evil. All Republicans are Trump. What's the evolution to that? How does that end? You know where that ends? That ends in Fort Sumter. The last time Democrats were this upset that a president won election, they waged war against the United States. Remember, not all secessionists were Democrats. But, you know, when you look at the Confederate Army, what party did they align themselves with? Before there was a Confederate flag, before there was a Confederate Army, there were Democrats that were bombing Fort Sumter because of Lincoln. It was Lincoln that was the problem. Lincoln was the enemy. Joe Biden is not the enemy. Kamala Harris is not the enemy. Their ideology is not the enemy. It's the ability to divide and distract that you have to fight against. And the way you do that is to be open-minded. Do you realize how much good can be done in our state of New York? Everyone, leave. Run away. Go ahead. I don't shame you whatsoever for wanting to leave New York State. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm not, because this is my home. I'm proud of New York. I love New York. Is the leadership horrible? Of course it's horrible. Because we're not ready to make a seismic change. We're not organized. We're not serious. People complain about Andrew Cuomo, and it gives us some sort of, you know, collective, it's a parlor game. Oh, how horrible Andrew Cuomo is. What are you going to do about it? How much money have you given to a candidate? Right? What's your phone bill every month? Where are your priorities? Everyone talks about, well, you know, look what happened in Michigan, and maybe it's just the threat of violence. Maybe we can, you know, start a militia and push them around. Who's the militia going to fight? You're going to fight state troopers? You're going to fight county sheriffs? You're going to fight the National Guard? They're the enemy? I thought our side was the side that supports law enforcement and the military. So what does violence get you? It gets you nothing. It gets you nothing. It gets you widows and orphans. That's awesome. That's exactly what we want. More instability and bloodshed. No. I fundamentally refuse. I won't be hijacked into that camp. I am telling you right now, you look at the way you conduct yourself every single day. If more people aren't following you, if more people don't like you, if more people aren't going to listen to you, it's based on your character. It's based on the way you represent yourself in the community. And it's the way you discuss your differences and show respect to the other side. You don't have to give one ounce with your principles or your values. You don't have to conform. You don't have to be a chameleon. There's no two-faced nature in listening to the other side. But here's the case. There are people that don't like Andrew Cuomo that disagree with your stance on abortion, your stance on marriage, and your stance on taxation. Can you humble yourself enough to find a coalition to go against someone you feel is putting your state in the wrong direction? And the answer is uniformly, no. You're too proud, you're too stubborn, and it won't work. So what do? You find romance in obstruction. You find romance in complaining. If you unify and get serious, and that's with it when it comes to this presidential election, win, lose, draw, whatever the case, it goes to the Supreme Court, it goes to the House of Representatives. How many people that have been lifelong Republicans refuse to vote for a guy because what? He's rough around the edges. He's obnoxious. He's bombastic. You would rather support Barack Obama and his take on the world and Joe Biden's take on the world than someone who has done more for the conservative cause. He's not a real conservative. He doesn't believe it. Do you really care? Do you honestly care about what you believe, the principles and the heart of someone who's giving you everything you have screamed about for 75 years in this country? A 6-3 majority in the Supreme Court, and the other side can't do anything about it but inflate the numbers of justices? You can't win elections to take over the Senate, so you want to add states to the Union? That's the response to discourse in the United States. You can't win an election, so you're going to change the rules of the election. You have the left right where you want them. right where you want them. You have liberals exactly where you wanted them. Reagan promised this. H.W. Bush promised this. George W. Bush promised this. No one could deliver. This orange guy from New York City with 15 ex-wives has delivered on everything all the bedrock Rushmore conservatives have promised. But you can't get along with him. It doesn't make you feel good about your vote. Well, guess what? You're going to have Joe Biden. You're going to have Andrew Cuomo. You're going to see law enforcement looked at as if they're, you know, brown shirts marching in the streets. Your cities are going to be unsafe. And if you're an African-American and you're thinking Trump doesn't see the world the way I like it, or the Republican Party doesn't see the world I like it, we always want to talk about our nation's history, but no one wants to go back and remember there is a party of white supremacy. There was a party that fought the Civil War because of slavery. There was a party instituted, constituted, and created to fight against that ideology. But you're not happy. And so you would rather blow up a movement or start your own movement and distract everyone from actual progress because of ego, because of you. And that is the problem in New York State. That's the problem in California. That's the problem in every blue and red state in the union. Nothing can't be undone at the ballot box. There's no reason whatsoever to have firearms and to foment violence. That's not who we are. It's not what we ever will be. You can burn, you can loot, you can do whatever the hell you want. But free, decent people are always going to be in the majority in this country. White, black, gay, in between. Are you upset about gay marriage? Are you upset about all these different issues? If you can't articulate why you are upset, then you're not a part of the debate. You're a part of the mob. If you can't explain why you feel the way you feel without attacking someone's intelligence or calling them a rube or saying that they have hate in their heart, you're not a part of any solution. You are a distraction. And this the problem in our nation is we have been distracted from the job the American people elect representatives to go to Washington and Albany and do. So if you want to be a part of the solution, you have to make concessions with people who have common interests. And there are teachers' unions, there are corrections officers, there are law enforcement, there are Teamsters that have major issues with Andrew Cuomo. You think fracking is not an issue in New York State? You don't think that there are people out there that see jobs eroding every single day? But what? You can't get along. You have far too many issues that supersede your willingness to see a New York capable of being what New York State is. Could be. And that is the reason why you have Andrew Cuomo, and that is the reason why Joe Biden and his camp is super confident. People that have turned against a party or a president or an ideology because they want to get along. They will sacrifice their principles. They'll sacrifice their values just to be left alone. And the other side is talking about, you know, where are the Black Lives Matter rallies? Where are the riots? A couple polls came out and showed that they're hurting Joe Biden and they just magically disappeared. I don't see thousands of women marching. I don't see thousands of Black Lives Matter people marching anymore. Did the polls come out and show that this was devastating to a party? It's really fascinating, isn't it? I don't find romance in complaining. I don't want to be a part of the silent majority. I want to bring people together and realize there are absolute differences we have in this world. And there are people that really are in the way of making us more sound, more united, and a more perfect union. Be uncomfortable and be on the side of progress rather than obstruct, delay, and scream. That's not what talk radio, that's not what my brand of talk radio is all about. Pennsylvania is not on the list. You are free to go to Erie and see the president at 7 p.m. You're free to do whatever you want. You can even vote 7 times in Philadelphia, as I hear most people will be doing. We will talk later tomorrow in the morning. Same thing, same channel. Talk to you then.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.